How can you help create a workplace where you want to work? Your Workplace is on a mission to make work better. It's a Canadian multimedia company that delivers cutting-edge information on managing wellness and work culture through an award-winning magazine and events. This interview was recorded at the Imagine Your Workplace 2019 conference. It was held at the gorgeous Toronto Botanical Gardens. I'm your host, Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of career professionals at CareerCycles.com and co-founder of One Life Tools. I'm pleased to be your host today on Career Buzz. How can an organization walk its talk? Caprice Stokes tells us how. She's area director at property management company Para West, based in Scottsdale, Arizona. Caprice Stokes, welcome to Career Buzz.
Hi, thank you. Glad to be here.
You're a corporate trainer, legal liaison, and area director at Para West Management. What do you like about your career?
I like it that it's, I love that it's multifaceted. I love the autonomy that I have. Without that autonomy, I would not have been able to have a trifold position. Each position works off of the other. So it's the excitement of that that I love, and the autonomy, of course.
Nice. So what are all the hats that you wear? You do a number of things within Para West, and I know you do some things outside of that. What are all your career hats right now?
Got you. And although it seems like a lot of career hats, I think they all blend or have one core base, and that is that base is training and development. I really love that, and that's my passion. And I actually started off as an area director with Para West, and basically what that is we manage apartment communities. Point blank. And I have a region that I help manage. So I develop that team, the team of community managers, and we develop them and train them. But as we grew within our organization, I found a need to serve in another capacity because we were lacking in sometimes in training and we did not have a trainer. So I placed myself in that role, became the trainer. Over time, then it was recognized by our CEO and our owners, and they just let me have that. Again, that's where that autonomy kicks in. Now, from the training, I realized that we also had another position, and that's where my corporate legal liaison position comes in, because we also needed a person that dealt with attorneys with this training. So a person that works directly with the attorneys to get the information to give to our community managers. So then that created yet another part of that position, but again, all of it centers around training and development, which is wonderful because with my entrepreneur activities, I have created curriculum, and that is basically the exact same thing. It's just all of the things I do at Para West made into one entity.
Nice. So many people say they want work and life to mix and be one, and it sounds like with curriculum, you've kind of done that. You're doing some work outside the organization, and it serves more of your desires to get out there.
Absolutely.
So let's just learn in a little bit, in a nutshell, how did you get here? What's a turning point that you can share with listeners about your career story that led you into this whole world of corporate training and curriculum development?
Absolutely. When I entered property management as an area director, I did it for a survival purpose, and that survival was I was a single mother, and I had to take care of my children, and I made a decision one day. I said, okay, I either have to have my housing discounted or my child care discounted, and so I chose housing, and that is how I initially got into the property management area director business. The thing is, you did not hear me say anything about, oh, I did it because of the passion. I did it because I enjoy. And so I was in a position or in an area that ultimately should not have ever made me happy or should not have ever built me into where I would be actualized, if we can look at it that way. But in the turning point then was in the position that I was in, even though I wasn't happy with it, I looked at the people that I was working with, and those were the motivators. And I saw their needs. Their needs were, we want to be developed. They were hungry. They wanted that. And so I literally took my position as an area director and was able to segue it into something that was usable and something that actually did make me want to wake up in the morning and did motivate me and excite me and drive me to do more and more and more. Para West would have never had the the several positions or me wearing the several hats had it not been for looking at those employees and saying, you know what, let's do this, let's serve them. So out of the need to serve others, that is where the turning point was, and recognizing that need, and not only that, but acting on it.
Nice.
And moving in it.
Beautiful story, Caprice. Thanks for sharing that. There's a couple of dimensions of that story that I think I just want to amplify. First of all, sometimes you wind up in things because of personal circumstance. If I hear your story right, you know, moving into housing that was a different, a subsidized housing or something, and that led you to learn more about this, and the job came because of what you found through your personal life.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't a job that you loved, and you figured out how to love your job by finding the places and the needs that were there and serving others.
That is exactly right.
So that's a really great, great, deep lessons in that story. My guest today is Caprice Stokes. She's a corporate trainer, legal liaison, and area director for ParaWest Management. That's actually in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm your host, Mark Franklin of Career Buzz here in Toronto. Caprice, we're at this Imagine Your Workplace conference. You spoke today on the topic of beyond appearances. Imagine a workplace that walks its talk. And you're trying to talk a little bit about culture and how do we get people to be kind of authentic and honest and do what they say they're going to do. So how do we do that to solve the problem? You know, you gave us some information about the turnover rates and how many people we're losing. And I guess what's the problem that we're trying to solve before we come up with that solution?
Absolutely. I think what we are trying to solve, or maybe placed a different way, is we're trying to get our organizations or people to see themselves in the mirror, because I think that is the only way. Through that honesty, through that real honesty, is the only way I feel that we can get to the core issue. And it may not even be a problem, so I don't want to even use that word, but the core issue, to be true to yourself, has to be exposed. We can always say, you know, Facebook is a good example. We can always put on a good face, we can always use a filter, but at the end of the day, you know, are we real? And so that is what and how I approached this talk. We have to be real. We have to be honest. And in all honesty, everything pretty much rides on the honesty and the real we're willing to be with ourselves and our team members. And we build from there and find those solutions.
You have this nice strategy, like a lot of different speakers come with different ways of looking at things. Yours is this lovely acronym of SOUL. Support, own it, understand, listen, and evaluate. In a nutshell, like in a minute, what is the SOUL approach to creating that authenticity at work?
Absolutely. We support team members and who they are. We, you know, meet them where they are. And when we say own it, that's the O portion. We own our culture, bad or good. You own it. That's your culture. You take responsibility for it. To understand means that you get it. You get that you have some things that need to be fixed. You get that you have some great things that you need to develop. And so to understand and be able to communicate and to be able to articulate that to your teams. And then finally, to actively listen. Even if you don't want to hear what is said, and more than likely we won't, especially if we're hearing that truth, but if you actively listen and listen for opportunities to change, that is, in a nutshell, the recipe for SOUL and how we can make workplace better.
So there's something there for leaders and managers who might be listening. But if you're an employee listening and you feel like, you know, I don't have control over this culture, what tips or advice do you have for an employee who feels like, you know, this company could use a better culture, but I can't really control it. Maybe I should just leave. But before they do that, what can you advise them? How can they contribute to a culture change?
I am so glad you asked that, because I'm sitting here today as a presenter, and I tell you right now, I had absolutely no power when I entered ParaWest. That power was created by a thought process within me that said, you know what, I have to be the change I want to see. And in all honesty, nothing will happen until you make a change. And it may be one step every day, but those steps are important. And so walk every day, take a step and toward the change you want to see. And I guarantee one day you will find yourself in a place where, wow, I have more authority than I thought.
And that authority, so if you be that change yourself, get yourself into a position where you can influence things with some degree of authority.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
Nice. Caprice, if I bring it back to the personal, you shared a bit about your own personal story. What can you share with listeners about what you've learned about making good choices, career and life choices. We all go through the ups and downs, and if people are at a crossroads, what's something you can share from your own story that might help them?
In all honesty, every day I surrender, and I tell my teams, I quit before I even begin each day. And what that means is to understand that I am not the Powerball of this day. What I can do is make my difference, speak my truth, and walk in it. But, you know, as long as we think that we control everything and that we're, you know, we have a hammer or a handle on everything, I don't think that we'll make the choices as well as we could have. But you take some time, you take that pause, and you center yourself and understand that, you know, all things work together, and we just go on from there. So yeah.
Beautiful, nice advice. Thanks so much, Capri Stokes, for joining us here on Career Buzz.
Oh, thank you, Mark. A pleasure to be here and an honor.
You've been listening to Imagine Your Workplace 2019 conference interviews here on Career Buzz, Canada's unique radio conversation that empowers lives, enriches careers, and energizes organizations. I'm your host, Mark Franklin. You can find out more about me at careercycles.com and onelifetools.com. If you have any comments on today's interview, please email me. It's Mark with a K at careercycles.com. Technical production today was by Kat Klippenstein. Catch Career Buzz every Wednesday at 11 a.m. till noon Eastern Time on CIUT 89.5 FM in the Greater Toronto Area or CIUT.FM worldwide. Go to careercycles.com and click podcast. I'm Mark Franklin. Thank you for listening to Career Buzz.